friends, welcome back to our channel. It's Lori
and Michelle. We're the twins from Purely Twins, and thank you if you're watching this over on YouTube or if you're listening over on the Lori and Michelle show over on the podcast. We truly appreciate you being here. This video, we're going to share a little bit what's going to be covered in this video, but before we do, this is pretty much going to be our last video podcast for this year. Lori and I are taking a break. And with that being said, we don't know what 2021 is going to bring or what we're going to do or where God's taking us. And so we really want to take these last few days of this year and just really just
be in prayer,
be with family, you know, with the Christmas being here and stuff. Like, we just really want to be with the Lord as much as we can and celebrate Him with our family. So I just wanted to mention that from the start. This video is our last one for we don't know when we'll be back.
Yeah, so the best way to keep up with us, of course, is signing up for our newsletter. We do plan to kind of keep up with you all through that way, letting you know what we're up to, what's going on over here. And occasionally we still might pop over on Instagram stories. So we're Lori and Michelle over there on Instagram. So if you don't follow us there already, go ahead and do so. And if you don't already sign up for our weekly newsletter, go ahead and do that as well. Right now, as we said, we don't know exactly when we'll be back in 2021. It all depends on where we go from this. But this is just what we feel called to in our heart. And we really want to invite you in today's video. And we, Michelle and I, have our thoughts and ideas that we've been thinking about. What do we want all of you to know based on what has happened to Michelle and I this year? But then we also ask the Lord for the Holy Spirit just to come in and intercede on this video. So we have our ideas, but we're also leaving it over to the Holy Spirit to guide Michelle and I on what to really talk about on this video. And so really, you guys are just coming in and having another chat-to-chat, faith chat with Michelle and I. So much has happened, especially, I would say, even these last couple of weeks, is that things have even shifted even more. And I think
So that's one of the things we have in this video. So in this video, not only are we letting you guys know that we don't know the future of Purely Twins and of our business, and to our clients, we're still going to be there for you guys until we don't know. Like, again, we're leaving it all in God's hands to guide us, direct us. We've been in prayer a lot more. So just keep up with us. We'll always be honest with you guys what's going on. Again, as always, I make sure you sign up for our newsletter. If you're listening to this on the podcast, make sure you head to purelytwins.com for the show notes. But also in this video, we're just going to be discussing just what recently God has revealed to us and just other key things that we've discovered ever since Jesus opened our eyes. And so if that sounds good, please stay tuned.
Okay, friends, before we begin today's video, Michelle and I would like to start it off in prayer. So if you want to go ahead and bow your head and close your eyes and be in prayer with us. Dear God, we come to you today seeking for your wisdom. Please give Michelle and I wise words to speak today to glorify you. Would you please open up our eyes and everyone who is watching today's video so they can see more of you and see the Bible differently. Thank you, God, for revealing to us your will and helping us to live it out wisely, not foolishly. Thank you, Jesus, for being the perfect example for us. Holy Spirit, we ask that you fill us up today. Fill everyone who is watching this video, fill them up with God's goodness. This video is yours. Today is yours. Use us today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So, where do we begin? So again, we have our ideas, but I know, just going to give you a fallback, if you're new to watching Michelle and I, hi. We're so glad you're here, and we're so glad that you clicked on this video or clicked on this podcast. But brief background, 4 months ago, Michelle and I shared our big reveal of our testimony, of our eyes being opened, of how we were deceived for many years from the enemy, and now we're back on Christ, following Christ and choosing to follow Christ and letting go of the ways of the world and all the old stuff that Michelle and I used to do. But it was prior to that about another month or two before that, where we've been having our own revelations, and then we came out publicly to share it with all of you girls. So I would say it's been a good 6 months of being back with Christ fully. But I must say, I think Michelle would agree, every week, literally almost every day, I feel like I get deeper, I get a new revelation, or a new thought hits me, or a deeper understanding of something, or I see something, and I sit with it more, I ponder it with it more. I really have seen my own growth, and I don't know if it's come across in any of our videos or off over on Instagram, but I give all that credit to God. I give all the credit to Holy Spirit, who is continually to convict me, to guide me, to lead me, to change my thoughts onto different things. Help me to see when, you know, sin is in my life and to repent and to come back. It's been so beautiful for myself to watch. And I know that is one thing Michelle and I did want to mention. Your walk with Christ and you changing to be more like of Jesus. Obviously, we will never be exactly like Jesus because he was perfect and we are, you know, we're not. And that's okay. I don't want us to get hung up on trying to be perfect. But the idea I feel is just that every day, every week, every month, I'm more eager to learn more about Jesus, to talk to him more, to really, again, build up that relationship up with him and let him continue to work in me the way he's done. And there's so many big concepts from the Bible that Michelle and I are still grasping a deeper understanding with. And that's one thing we learned too, is our walk with Christ so far. It's only been 6 months. He's already transformed us in ways that I never thought possible. I never thought this is where I would be 6 months ago, where I am now. And I'm still alive. Michelle's still alive. Amazing 2020 year for us. And so I just sit with it more that I'm still here. We're still here, so God's still using Michelle and I. Even though there's been moments where Michelle and I, in our own times, have felt like, what do we do? What do we do now? What are we supposed to be doing? And so, but I must just say, this inner transformation, and for those of you that are Christians as well, and have experienced this deep transformation yourself, you understand what I'm speaking of. But if you're a non-believer, or you're a newbie to following with your walk with Christ, like Michelle, and again, he is the only one. Jesus is the only one that can do those deep, deep transformations. I also did want to mention, before Michelle shares some of her thoughts, is with the Holy Spirit, what we've learned and what we've discovered, and personally have experienced ourselves so much so far with walking with Christ for 6 months, and we are excited to see as we continue to grow stronger in that walk. The Holy Spirit is guiding you, is leading you when you are open to it, when you are open to tuning into more of those nudges from the Holy Spirit and his direction, because it's been gentle. It hasn't been like, Lori, Michelle, you need to do this, and this right now. It's been like, work on this, or a couple days later, this new thought, or this new revelation, or come across this video. Weeks and
months of it.
Yeah, or some of it's even focusing on one idea for a couple weeks, and that's one thing that we did mention in our Live Faithfully Bible Study Fellowship that we created is for people who want to go back to reading the Bible again, and they're maybe reading it for the first time with us. But we encourage our clients, even though Michelle and I are reading the book of Matthew, we always encourage our clients to let the Holy Spirit lead them in their Bible study. So Michelle and I are still in the book of Matthew, even though we've been reading it for months now. But what I'm trying to get across is that in the morning, yes, we're reading the book of Matthew, going slowly with it, really digesting all that we're learning. But we're also allow the Holy Spirit to say, hey, girls, I want you to kind of listen to this sermon, or I want you to, girls, to look at this passage a little bit more clearly. So we love that. We love that we're following our plan. So we have a video on our plan. We still plan to do that. But we are also always open to letting the Holy Spirit be like, let's look at this passage, or this video crossed our path. What is that message, and what do we need to go to God with? So I pass it on to you. That's something I've learned. So have a plan with you reading the Bible, but also still always leave yourself open to letting the Holy Spirit direct your steps if something else comes across your path. Yeah.
So as Laura and I, you know, we're preparing to close out this year, which I mean, a lot of us, you know, we've probably been doing a lot of reflecting. This has been quite a year, and to many, it was a horrible year.
Yes.
And we agree, there's a lot of horrible things did happen, still are happening.
But that's the beauty with the world we live in the midst of the hard stuff, the ugly stuff, there is still so much beauty at the same time. Yeah. And for Michelle and I's story, the beauty was coming back to Jesus.
This was actually our best year, and nothing else really happened. Nothing major happened in our life besides that. We realized we weren't on the right path, and we are now on the right path with Jesus. And we also been, when we came to share about it, and been sharing our journey, what we've been discovering so far, reading the Bible, was really to just be and let our lives and what we're saying and how we're being be a testimony for the Lord of how He's working on us. As Lori said, it's been like gentle things. And some of the things we share, again, we came out of a lot of false practices around the prosperity gospel, the claim it, name it type of the law of attraction. So we were convicted in certain areas where, depending on your background, you may not be convicted in the areas that work through us, but we're just sharing our journey because we were teaching that route, and we wanted to share what God helped us see, know why that wasn't right for us to be doing. So I pass it along to you is that we're really ending this year in so much gratitude and praise to the Lord, and every day I'm discovering more, not only about myself but more about the Lord. And that's kind of why we still continue to share, because part of us, I will admit, and that's also why we're taking the rest of this year off, was because we still sometimes struggle with, Lord, is this really the calling you want us to be doing, or is this the platforms you want us to be doing, is this the business you want us to be doing, is there something else? We're Boy and I have gotten to the point where we totally are willing to walk away from all, you know, we've been online for over 10 years. And it's interesting, my desires are changing. And I ask God every day to make my heart be filled up with His desires for me, because He knows better than me. And it's interesting how it's been subtle. And some things I have to be like, wait, is that just me? Or is that me kind of getting in the way and still trying to take control or whatever? So I'm still a work in progress. Laura and I definitely want to make that, yes, you know, to not look like Laura and I have it all together just because it looks like we're being really good about reading the Bible and our prayer time and stuff. No, we still have our problems. We still have things we're discovering and dealing with our own sin in our life that we're still healing on with the Lord. Yeah. So I just want to make sure, like, when we shared all recently, like, about the pastors, and even be careful of your worship music and careful who you listen to online of them, you know, distorting the scripture. I just want to get across, like, where Laura and I aren't trying to show you guys in the sense of, one, if you don't listen to this type of music, you're more sacred than another person, or because you read the Bible daily and you never miss a day, you're better than somebody else. That's not how Laura and I approach things, because from reading the Bible, that's a lot of what Jesus was against. He was not for the strict religion rituals. Mm-hmm. He came for people who truly were lost and broken and felt hopeless. And so We are so grateful that we have the opportunity that we get to choose. That's one reason God loves us so much. He gave us free will, right? The freedom to make choices, that we mess up on and things like that. But so Laura and I have been sharing our journey because we felt like, again, God revealed stuff. We wanted to share with someone else in case they were in the boat of trying to justify things that we just got out of realizing they weren't. God is a God of relationship, and all He does is want His heart. So Laura and I have mentioned that a few times in our video. And we also mentioned our testimony video that we wanted to bring Jesus into all parts of our life, all parts of our business, everything that we do. And we've encouraged you guys all to do the same. And I just think that's just really important because we want to live a life where truly God is first. And we'll link up some videos, some recent videos that Lauren and I came across that just truly like
blowed our
just
minds.
Really, really so good. Like, they're saying stuff better than Laura and I could ever. Yeah. They've been on the walk with Christ a lot longer. So you need to have people like that in your life. From Jackie, and again, we'll link the video below, but she mentioned something about
Jackie Perry.
She said, if you truly think about it, you know, in Matthew, he says, seek, we actually have it up on our wall, seek His kingdom first. And I remember, like, sitting with that, like, Lord, I feel like I'm doing that. Like, what does that really mean? And I feel like she, when I heard this video, it kind of, like, finally clicked.
I feel like that goes back to the deeper knowledge. We've been reading again the book of Matthew, and he's talking about, like, the secrets of the kingdom, understanding that those who hear, they hear. Like, I feel like those, like, moments of, like, when we're looking at scripture, I think, again, the more you look at a scripture, that's what the Holy Spirit is, like, meditate on God's word. He will reveal more to you.
That's a promise from God. Yeah. He promised us to give us wisdom, but we have to ask it. We have to be seeking truly Him, come with a pure heart, pure motives.
And that's what Michelle and I have been doing for the past 4 months. And it's, as you said, now it's so many things are really starting to click so much deeper.
Yeah, because actually we were filming a Bible study yesterday for our Live Faithfully Fellowship, and we were in chapter 13
about
part 14, one.
Yeah.
And as Loya was like talking, I was like, I haven't edited the video yet, but I'm
no, it's chapter 14.
14.
Yeah. I have it open right
here. I was like, I wonder what I look like, because I was like really like just having this revelation going on in my head while I was speaking. So I'm curious what I look like when I edit the video. So to our sisters, I apologize if I look off in the video. But a big revelation came through me. Like, as Lori and I were reading, I really felt like we were living out everything we've been learning in the Bible, not just in Matthew, but Lori and I've done a separate prayer and fastings and learned new stuff there. Like, so everything just is kind of like, I'm seeing it now all. And so I encourage you, wherever you are with your walking with the Lord, or if you're not sure still where you stand on it, it truly, we hope our journey so far, it's just encouragement. We never want you to feel like you have to do all these things. Like, it's a choice. We choose to read the Bible. We choose to pray. We choose to listen to certain music because that's just what the Holy Spirit worked on us and how it's playing out in our lives. But we just realized that we wanted to stop doing things that were blocking us from the Lord. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit revealing it to you. That's why it's a personal journey. That's why you have to invite the Holy Spirit to help you see things, because it's so easy for us to get distracted by the world. And it goes back to God gives us choice.
I also want to be a testimony of that. Like we said before the start, like, we're letting the Holy Spirit kind of guide this video. And we also let the Holy Spirit, we do our best. Again, we're human, so Michelle and I mess up because we're a work in progress. Yeah. Like, sometimes, well, we still have our human thoughts of, no, we're going to take control and go ahead and do this without really tuning into the Holy Spirit. But I must say, at the start, starting my journey back with Christ, I must admit that it was an area of my part of my spiritual life that I needed a lot of maturity in, and I still need a lot of maturity in. But I must say,
you mean around what?
Around listening to the Holy Spirit, being guided by the Holy Spirit. Like, you hear people say that, but like, do you really allow it to happen in your life and experience it, the more you can see? And that's why I feel like Michelle and I have been reflecting. And
we've had moments where we definitely felt the presence of the Holy Spirit, whether it was an action we were doing in prayer, or we were led to something, or a thought came to my mind. Like, it is amazing.
Or this, we heard, we happened to see this person's Instagram, and they were talking about, go listen to this person. And we've gotten someone to listen to that person, and we learned something from that person, and it's deepened our relationship with this way.
So it's like,
it is amazing. Mm-hmm. And how do you do that? For me, what Michelle said, every day we came in, Lord, we seek you, we want to know more about you, Holy Spirit, guide us. And I feel like the more you keep asking it, the more it will happen. But I think it also goes back to what Jesus talked a lot about, what was wrong with the Pharisees a lot, is that they were already so very closed-minded and not being willing to be open to seeing things differently in a way. And so I just encourage you to always keep an open mind of where the Holy Spirit's taking you, or even those little soft nudges of guidance. And it's convicting stuff. It's not, again, to make you feel condemned about certain things or bad about. When those stop popping up, then you know that's more the enemy's doing versus the Holy Spirit's doing. So.
Yeah. With so many people online to look at, just because they're not always, have a faith background, but even if they're not always talking about Jesus, you know, do remember that there's other ways God can work through people. And if they're overall, they're being a good person and representing God in a way, because we don't know their life with their walk with the Lord versus what they share online. They're calling, God might be using them in a different way. There are some people, we share a person's thing on Instagram, she mentioned too, like, you gotta be careful. A lot of people like to focus so much on sin. And really, as Christians, we're really supposed to be pointing to people to Jesus. And Lori and I,
yes, sin is important. We all need to be aware that we are sinners and that we do sin and ask for forgiveness. But to keep more of just looking at Jesus and looking at him and learning about him.
Yeah, and that's why we share what we learn about certain sinful things we were doing in terms of idolizing certain things. And so we pass that along, not to like make you feel like you're still doing it, but just to bring awareness, simply just to bring awareness, because it was us and whoever gets benefit from that, which many of you guys have said you had. So we just think that's all the work of the Lord. Another thing I want to get across, like, all the direction of Lloyd and I's thoughts and what's currently happening in my own mind and heart right now is the work of the Holy Spirit working in me. And I just want to give credit to our Lord, because if you asked me this time last year, there's no way I would have said we would have been talking about Jesus. There's no way I would have said I would have been reading the Bible. As you guys know, Lloyd and I haven't read the Bible since we were kids. I mean, that's many, many, many years. And then we got caught up and listened to false teaching. So we were way out of the right view of Jesus. And that's another thing I want to pass along.
That was the other thing I wanted to make sure we get across in this video, is what we've learned so far. And like, the perception of God and who Jesus is, even when you're reading the Bible, will influence how you read the scriptures. And I've noticed that, and I took a side course on learning my identity through Christ through Jamie Winship, I think is his name, and it was amazing. I will link it down below. I learned so much from that. And really, when you start understanding your identity and God's eyes and who you are, and then, but also on top of that, you learn who God is. And that's also why I read the Bible now. It's not just to know the truth from Michelle and I, because coming from the false teachings, we want to know really what is God saying. But also we realize we really just want to know God. And it's hit us so hard. We want to know who God is. We want to know who Jesus is. We want to know who they are in our eyes. And we really just want to have a true relationship with him. And that has just been another really incredible experience. I think only you as an individual person can really experience it. I don't even think Michelle and I will come up with the right words to really tell you girls what that feels like. We encourage you just to do it yourself. It's just amazing. But when I learned my identity more, and I still think I'm going to continue to learn what my identity is, but the other big thing is I've asked for forgiveness and repented, but I had the wrong viewpoint of who God is at moments, and even Jesus in my life. And we learned a couple of that and some of the previous chapters in our private Bible study in that book of Matthew and stuff. And even people back then would have the wrong views of Jesus. And, and Jesus did it. Some of the things he did was to help people have the right perception of who God is. I mean, I also look at the Lord's Prayer. Hallowed be your name. Jesus knew people were not viewing God anymore of God. And so he wanted to bring people back to that, allow people to see God for truly who he is, the true perception of him. And that's also been, I think, something that's been very eye-opening.
So I just keep looking at my notes. That's why if you keep me looking down to make sure.
That's just been something that was really eye-opening for me, is that not only did I sometimes in the vlog that I thought God was just my genie and he's here to serve every little command that I want, but more sometimes I felt like he wasn't big enough to solve a certain problem, either in my life or in the world or something. I'm like, oh my goodness, Lori, that's not the right mind of perception or identity of my creator. So it's helped me. I think the Holy Spirit has also helped me convict me in that way of really coming deeper. And I think it's still going to be a walk for me. Obviously, I have a lot more of God's word to read.
But one thing we've witnessed to that is the disciples didn't always get things right, and Jesus still wanted them, used them, and so we just pass it along. It's a reminder to ourselves, and we see that, again, God's not wanting us to be perfect. He truly wants our hearts and to have the relationship with our Lord Jesus and to see him as your king, as your ruler, and you love him so much. You listen to him. You want to be with him, and through that, you do certain things. You change certain things in your life. You it's easier to obey. It's easier to do this because of the love. But it starts with that first. And
the other thing going along with that, the reason with my identity with myself and my identity of how I view God, is I caught myself at the start of my journey with reading the Bible again. I would be reading the Bible and I'd be having great revelations and insights and stuff. But I noticed myself, especially when in my prayer life, I would sometimes, and I think it was the work of the enemy for sure, I would sometimes forget that what I was reading, what is written here, again, this is what I believe, so this is true for me, that this is truth. God cannot lie. He is holy. We are the ones that lie. So I've been sitting more with that. Like, when I read something in the Bible, it is truth. And told you the identity course I did about Jamie, he talked about that too. Like, so when you read something in the Bible, and if it is a promise, or if it's something that God just says, who I am, then it's truth. And I sometimes caught myself, I think again it was the work of the enemy, not letting me fully believe in that, fully step into that, that this is truth, not just truth for people that happened there 2,000 years ago, but also for me now, like some of the thing. Anyway, so it was a big revelation to me. And so the viewpoint of how you view Jesus affects you in your everyday life. And we've experienced that.
Yeah, and there's just a few more things we want to say.
A few more things.
Well, one is, that always leads into like 10 million with Lori and I. There's just a lot that God's been revealing to us, and we could talk literally for a whole day with you guys about some of the stuff. And there's still like more things I feel like we want to do a video on and share our thoughts on. But as we approach, and we want to encourage you to, as you go into 2021, is really slow down more and truly seek God's advice and direction before you just go and do something. Whatever your career is, whatever business you have, whether you have your own business or your occupation is a doctor or a whatever, a teacher. There's so many ways a lot of us can do better at slowing down and seeking His advice first. So Lori and I still might pop up and share a thought or a concept, because we still are getting our what to say about Jesus and healing, and what it means, what we feel it means today.
And I guess Michelle and I just had such a fire for God, and that's also why we produce so much. It's because we had all this great joy and excitement,
and we still do. Like, we haven't lost our fire, but I guess what's been hitting me more is I need to still making sure I am still putting God first, and not so much worrying about sharing this message and getting it out there. And I hope that's coming across. Like, God cares more about me just being with Him.
To what Michelle was saying before, I don't know if she got to finish that thought, but I think there is a great way to sum it up. What she said earlier, the message on our board is seek His kingdom first and His righteousness, and He adds everything else to you. That has been seeking deeper to Michelle, mm-hmm, is that.
Yeah.
So when Michelle and I, we realize the more we spend time with God, ask for His wisdom over putting Him first in our life, He will guide our steps. And that is, again, like I read that, like that's a promise from Him. When I submit myself to Him, commit myself to Him, He will guide me the steps. And so He will give me everything that I need to do, whatever. And so that message has just really been going deeper and deeper into Michelle and I's spirit. And I hope that it will go into your guys' spirit.
Because like going back into when we were sharing about the pastors and how to just, you know, we read the word, but there's many ways God can speak to all of us, right? But the word is how you get to know Him and get to know His mind, His spirit, His will for all of us, which a lot of us, when we go seeking stuff, we come to prayer, we need to be aware of that stuff. That's also why we encourage you guys a lot to open the Bible yourself, is so you know how to be in prayer, how to approach it, how to view God, what He's speaking to you, because whatever's going on in your life is going to might be different than what Lori and I are experiencing. So I also pass along, like, we should still always want to seek God in the Holy Spirit's presence working through us first, before we're watching a YouTube video, before watching a podcast, before getting on Instagram. And I'm sharing this because this is what I got stuck in. There's nothing wrong with still learning from people that have wiser and have experienced more life experiences or been, you know, studying more. And I also think it's great to get different perspectives. When I try to watch different people teaching, I know, because there's a lot of different people of different theology on certain parts of Christianity. And I think we just find it interesting,
fascinating
that we all believe in the same God. Well, we pray we all do, but there we all have different viewpoints on this. And it just also just goes to show, that's why we all just need to encourage all of us to be in their own relationship with Jesus, put Jesus first, and let Him teach you what that means for you. And anyways, I just passed that along because we don't know what 2021 looks like. We could be back regularly producing content because God just like, no, I want you to continue to share all the stuff I've been revealing to you. Or that's why we're just going to take these last few days off of the year. We encourage you maybe to do the same. Yeah. It's just really don't get on social media.
Just try it. Yeah, we challenge you. Join along with us. Put God first.
And see what happens in your
life.
The
rest of 2020, and see what happens starting 2021. One thing too we realized too is that so many of us, I think again it's a human nature of us, we want an answer now.
Yeah.
We want to know now. But sometimes that's not how God works.
No.
He is
patience.
A man of patience, growing and processes, growing spiritually and stuff. So there's so much great wisdom and nuggets, I think, inside of all of us. Because remember, we're made in His image. And so I just, I encourage you girls and give this video a like if you're going to join along with us and saying that you're going to really try your best. Remember, you can be disciplined. He gives us the spirit of discipline through the Holy Spirit, yeah. Self-control. So be disciplined and putting God first. And when you know that you catch your mind saying, no, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do this.
I'm going to watch this video, check this person out.
Realize that it is tactics of the enemy at times trying to distract you from the Lord. Because he says when the enemy sees all of us wanting the God more, learning more about God, spending more time with God, it freaks him out. You know, one of his main missions is to destroy our relationship with our God, making us feel like God doesn't want us. And so we encourage you to stand firm and don't let the enemy win over you and focus on God first. God is the ultimate one that knows what's going
to
happen.
But you have to, are you showing that in your own life? Are you showing that God is your
Lord. You're number one.
And so I just encourage you, like I said, and to end out the video, we watched another guy's video about, it was really good. We'll link it up. It was so good about how he is for relationship over religion. And I just want to end out here because that's what Lori and I also always been sharing about our journey to be, again, a raw, honest journey of us, but what God's been teaching us. But to remember that is that we are currently really on fire for Jesus. And we're all going to be on different spiritual walks. So some of us, you know, we all go through periods where we're not. And it's nothing, you know, it's normal. We all, everyone does it. But I just love the video, how he brought up so many good points in it. I just want to pass it along to you that, you know, we all truly do have a purpose. And our main purpose is to love and to worship the Lord. Like, that is why God created all of us. And so if you, wherever you are on your walk with the Lord, like, he's always wanting us to turn to him. Even if you're still stuck in a sin, we all have issues. We encourage you to not be afraid, but go to him more.
Yeah.
More than you ever have. And
that's what I also learned, another word that I really hit me more is confess. What is confessing and what truly is it? And confess is being honest, truthful. Because God is, again, remember, when you come to him, he is a God of truth. He already knows what you're thinking. He already knows what's going on. He already knows your heart. So something that the Holy Spirit really convicted in me, so I'm passing on to you in case it's something that you've been wrestling with, is confessing. And it's not a bad thing. I think I realized before in the past, I was sometimes afraid to come and truly tell God what was going on in my thoughts and my heart. Because I don't know why. Maybe I felt bad. I felt weird. I don't know. But I now realize it's more important than ever, because I realize if I want my two kids to always come to me and tell me the honest truth, I always reflect that back to me with my Heavenly Father, then I need to be completely honest with him at all times, no matter if I'm doubting him, no matter if I'm really thinking that he's listening to me, like, tell him all those things, and that's okay. He's a big God. He can handle it, you know, and he loves me anyway, but the most of all, you know, I feel like he smiles at me when I do come to him. Anyway, so I pass it on to you. That was something
because
big to me.
Because we'll link it up to that video of Jackie's. But she also mentioned in that many people going back into, not that like your whole mission isn't all about pointing out people's sin, but it is something we need to talk about, because God not only is of love, but he is of judge. You know, he's the main ultimate judger. And so just something for, I think a lot of people get too comfortable with certain things, and they forget all aspects of our Lord. Like, he truly does, everything does stem because we love him. Again, remember, we choose to do things and obey him because we want to, because it's pleasing to us. Like, reading the Bible is pleasing to the Lord. Like, talking about Jesus is pleasing to us.
Find delight in having these conversations. Might be uncomfortable and awkward, but we love these conversations. We love delighting in ourselves and delighting with you all that are watching. It delights us. We love it. We have fun with it. It just gets us all fired up inside and giddy inside for our Lord.
Because he is
so good.
Yeah, and it's not we're doing things because we feel we have to do them in order to be saved or anything like that. It's just, we just feel as Christians, we all should do our best to represent God. But also, like I said at the beginning, remember that we all have a different purpose, and God is using us all differently. So if you're struggling with that, like I think I mentioned this in previous videos, truly, you know, go to God in prayer and say, help me. Help guide me. What is my purpose? And as Lloyd said about identity, a lot of that is discovered and God reveals to you more. That's something what we're saying. It's a journey. And that's why we've been trying to show you guys just the work of the Lord in us, because He keeps revealing more things to us as we keep seeking Him more, keep asking questions. Even like what I said, we bring Him our doubts, we bring Him our frustrations, like we bring it all to Him. We realize that's what He wants. He wants to hear it all. And I think, because I know in the past,
because even John, we read in John the Baptist did that. John the Baptist was in prison, but he had his disciples go and ask Jesus, and pretty much he was giving Jesus his doubts, like, why am I still in prison? So even somebody as John the Baptist, which so many of us know of, and, you know, he's one of the greatest, and, you know, he did that. So I always, like, those are the little nuggets I love, and you shouted about earlier about the disciples, like, they messed up a lot, but yet Jesus still used them and still loved them and still wanted them. And so I think sometimes the enemy can really sneak in there, remember, he's deceiving, and he can really take over. So we encourage you again all to just not only just open up your Bible, but open your Bible. I said at the beginning of the prayer, Lord, I pray that this has helped you see it all differently, and more of that delightness, more of that gentle love of just learning more of who created you. I don't know. Right now, my journey with God, I love learning about why He created me and learning more about Him and how He interacts with people. And, you know, everything too that Jesus has said, so many of it has come true. And so I know some of the stuff He says is going to be happening and will continue to be happening. And the end of the world, whenever that is, it will happen because Jesus said it will. And I believe in Jesus and I trust in Jesus. When He says something's going to happen, when there will be a time when they were at the end of the age, it's going to happen. And we just pray that we are a source of encouragement for you all, a source of inspiration, showing you that Michelle and I are not perfect, that we are a work in progress, but that's not stopping us from showing up for the Lord either. Because I always look at it like, God shows up for me every day. No matter what I did the day before, what I'm going to do today, He shows up for me. So I want to do that back for Him. I want to show up for Him. I want to be, you know, do what He does for me. And I know I won't ever do it as nearly as well as He does, but I just want to be there for all of you. If we are an open book over here, we love each and every single one of you that...
Well, just know that, like, we're not going to tell you. We're not here to tell you what to believe. We want you to discover that for yourself. And that goes by reading the Bible yourself and creating your own beliefs, having your own conversations with the Lord. Yeah. Ask the hard questions, the deep course. Get help from other people. Ask God to lead you to someone that can help you on this area. And that's why we also say, get a variety of different people, because then it helps you deepen your own faith. The Lord and I realize sometimes, like, we feel icky, like, asking God this question, but we're like, wait, it's helping us get more stronger in what we believe. And that's what God wants. He doesn't want us to hide. Going back, Jackie mentioned her about Adam and Eve. He was calling for them, and He's calling for you. Wherever you are, we just hope...
We hope our journey has been
an inspiration, that it's not perfect, because we're human and we're flawed, and we live in a broken world, and there's a lot of things that we don't know sometimes. You know, we're not supposed to trust our own understanding, only trust in the Lord, that He knows best. And it's, I think that's a walk. That's a daily walk every day, to be in that understanding of knowing that He does truly know what's best for you, and to trust Him.
It just came through me, so I feel the Holy Spirit was nudging me to say this, was that Michelle and I, we kind of mentioned that our journey over the last 4 months or 6 months with Christ has only gotten stronger, and we want to be an example of that. And I know it's hard to see, again, online and on social media, but it is. It is stronger. Because I remember our prayer life when we first started. I mean, we have areas, of course, to improve, but it's gotten so much better. And when I told you, when I heard the people say, meditate on the Word and you'll find the answers. And, you know, ask God, He'll give you the answers. And I must admit, at the start, we were not very good at that. But 4 months later, 6 months later, we are so much better at it. And so I want to say, remember, it's a journey. Every day, every week, you're going to get better at praying. You're going to get better at reading the Bible and understanding it. But just one thing I want to say is that the enemy is he's always right there. And he knows what to say to you to get you to stop doing whatever. And so I know for me, and I think Michelle would agree, in our journey, one of the things that I feel the enemy kept me is that we kept questioning, is what we're doing working? Is God even hearing my prayers? Am I understanding the Bible correctly? And I feel like that was all the work of the enemies against putting doubts in me that I can't do this. Like, why keep going, type of thing. So I just pass that on, to fight through those, to keep showing up. Keep showing up in your prayer life. Keep doing your best to read the Bible and understand it and meditate on His Word, knowing that you're only going to get better at that. You're going to understand it better. And I just share that. Just be careful when you have those thoughts in your head of doubt or questioning things or random things pop in your mind that steal your time away from the Lord. Just say, wait a minute, that's you, enemy. I see you. No, I'm just going to stay in prayer. I'm going to keep talking to my Lord. And I don't know. Something that Michelle and I came through, I want to pass along with you because it was really helpful to me. So I hope it helps one of you here. If one of you guys are still here watching to the end or listening to the end of our video. But we just want to say thank you. Thank you for being here with Michelle and I on
this. And if this is our last video, like I said, we don't know. And just for those that have been with us for this journey, thank you. And we don't know what next year is going to bring. We don't know what the future brings at all, but we trust in the author of our lives. And I just pass it on to you. We appreciate you guys allowing Lloyd to have shared what we have shared of our life so far.
And to have these awkward but yet truthful conversations with you all, and letting us just be with you and be there and allowing us to be, and I'm thankful to our Heavenly Father that He gives us this platform in this world that we live in. We have the ability to share and to connect
and this be new supportive. Platform, a podcast, is something new we did this year.
Just that it's another ways of us to connect with other fellow believers around the world and just to keep spreading the good news, the gospel, and pointing people to their Bibles, therefore pointing people to Jesus. So we are so thankful, Lord, that You've given Michelle and I this platform. We're thankful, Lord, that every single person that is watching, liking, subscribing, and sharing our stuff, it means the world to us, and we just want to say thank You, God. This is for You, and thank You again, everyone who is watching. Yes, just remember that in listening on the podcast, of course, we just want to say thank You. God loves you, and we love you too, and we will see you guys, who knows hopefully, sometime in 2021. Just stay in contact with us. And just know that we're praying for each and every single one of you.
Best way to keep up with us is going to be through our newsletter, something we're going to keep up with as we pray with the Lord and seek His wisdom on the direction of our online presence here on social media, as well as with our business to keep going, to switch directions. We are open to it. And so we just want to say thank you and wish you all the best. God bless you all.
Have a wonderful end of 2020 and Happy New Year, Happy New Year to all of you.
And remember,
we love you guys and we'll see you on the other side.